Immigration is at the core of policy disagreements between the White House and Democratic members of Congress. The issues include the future of DACA, Trump administration policies on immigrant families, and the building of a border wall. Those were some of the topics panels of experts talked about yesterday in Washington as part of the Migration Policy Institute's 16th Annual Immigration Law and Policy Conference. Muzaffar Chishti, who's director of MPI's New York University School of Law office, is with me to talk about it. Muzaffar, let's begin with some fireworks from the conference. There were protesters who were unhappy that acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan was the event's keynote speaker.
Yes, this was an unusual development at this conference. We have had these conferences for 16 years now, but for the first time, we had an active protest inside the auditorium by a few people soon after our keynote speaker began to speak. This is the 16th time we have done this. We have invited senior members of the administration, both from Republican and Democratic administration, senior members of Congress, both from Republican and the Democratic side, and have never had a demonstration. So in many ways, it's the reflection of the ripples all over the country on how polarizing this issue has become, particularly in this administration. And I think the fact that it happened inside an auditorium of a conference which is always bipartisan, always non-political, just focused on issues of law and policy of the time, tells you how deeply divided we have become as a country on this issue.
I don't think there's any question in anyone's mind that immigration in some aspect is going to be a major issue in the 2020 campaign, and that could apply to Congress and Senate in addition to the presidential race. What are your thoughts about that? And do you see there being what I'm going to call an honest discussion about the issues, or do you see it being almost wholly political?
I think what's quite different about this moment, and, you know, there have been very difficult moments on immigration in U.S. history. You know, we have not been a restrictionist in our immigration, certainly many times in our history. The uniqueness of this moment is that it's for the first time we have had a president who got elected on the campaign issue using immigration as a calling card. And he's convinced that that is an issue that got him elected. And the fact that he is going back to the same well for the 2020 election has now remained quite certain. His fixation on the wall and trying to claim victory as to how immigration has been brought under control is all indication that he is not going to run away from the issue. I think the other distinction about this moment is that, you know, these are complex issues of immigration. They have been complex for a long time, and, you know, they do need, you know, solutions, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. There are real crises at the border, and they have to be dealt with. It's just the rhetoric and, frankly, even the cruelty of this administration and many of the actions have made it difficult to have a nuanced, reasoned conversation, even when people from both sides of the aisle believe there is a need for that conversation. So it's just has become very hard in the moment to have conversations which otherwise would be easy to do and called for by all sides.
Does that make it even more difficult to actually discuss possible solutions because both sides, especially as we get closer to the 2020 election, both sides feel the need to be sort of digging in on their political sides? Even if many Republicans don't necessarily agree with the way President Trump has gone about his business, they may not completely disagree with some of the policies.
Exactly. I think what's happened on the politics has sort of trumped the policy on number of these issues. When the president sort of makes building the wall as a symbolic issue for his campaign, then inevitably on the Democratic side, sort of abolishing ICE or decriminalizing entry at the border becomes an equally convenient slogan on the other side. So people get drifted into the slogans, leaving not much space for the middle ground to be occupied in a rational way. And I think we also know that the two important developments, there's going to be a Supreme Court decision on DACA, which is the the relief for dream for the dream kids who arrived when they were kids. That argument is going to happen to the Supreme Court on November 12th. We expect a decision from the Supreme Court on that case in early 2020 or maybe in the spring, and that will come smack in the middle of a charged political campaign. So you can see how that's going to affect it much more than it normally would.
In terms of the branches of government, how they have crossed over and battled so much, even more so it seems than in the past, because the White House has been so aggressive when it comes to the judiciary and the decisions that have come from different different judges and different courts. How do you see all of that blending together, whether it's the legislative branch or executive or judicial?
This has been a very interesting interplay between and among the three branches. I mean, DACA is a classic example of that. The president decided to rescind DACA, but clearly said, well, this should be fixed by Congress. So you could say that he threw the ball in Congress's court. Congress decided to do nothing because the case was taken to the courts and the courts gave an injunction, which then you could say Congress said, we don't have to deal with it because it's been dealt with by the courts. And that kept on giving Congress the reprieve. Then Congress, in the House at least, passed a significant bill to protect the Dreamers and people who also had temporary protected status. And the Senate never took it up. Again, you could say that because there was no urgent need because the case is lying at the courts. At some point, this can't be thrown down the lane anymore. It has to stop somewhere. And it will stop after the Supreme Court has to rule. I mean, even the Supreme Court delayed this as long as they could. But it finally can't stop delay it any longer. Once the decision comes, then the moral dilemma is going to come to Congress, that if the Supreme Court says that the rescission of DACA was lawful, what is the Congress going to do now to provide the relief? So some moment of truth in this shifting the ball from one branch of the government to the other is going to end, and that's going to come smack in the middle of an election campaign.
That is Muzaffar Chishti, director of the Migration Policy Institute's New York University School of Law Office.